often I'm asked, what are you? I'm biracial. I'm Black and Filipina. However, I consider my social identity to be that of a Black woman, primarily because of the way that I'm treated in society. Another important part of my identity is private, and people don't know about it unless I share it, but I'm a person who's experienced foster care. Being Black and in foster care has shaped who I am. We all have a multitude of different identities, both public and private, that make up who we are. But today, I specifically want to talk about the plight of being Black and in foster care. Black foster youth will face additional barriers and challenges that many youth do not face. In 2016, there were over 436,000 children in the foster care system. 23% were African American. But in the United States, African Americans only make up 14% of the population. And in California, African Americans only make up 6% of the population. So what does that mean? That means nationally, Black children are over 1.5 times represented in child welfare, and in California, almost 4 times overrepresented in child welfare. A quote by Audre Lorde states, there's no such thing as a single issue struggle because we don't live single issue lives. As a very young child, one of my first memories are that of abuse. I remember being cursed at, called awful names, names I won't even repeat. I remember being spit on like I was garbage, having my hair pulled, beat with multiple objects, one of them a lead pipe. And that was by my peers at school. The racial trauma I experienced was compounded by the trauma that I experienced at home. My dad, an alcoholic and an addict, was very violent and would beat my mom and sometimes hit me and my sisters. He had a hard time finding a job and keeping a job, so we were often homeless and transient. At 11 years old, we were placed in foster care. We were there for about three and a half years. And during that time, my parents divorced. They did work hard to their credit to try to get us back. And at 14, me and my sisters were reunified with my dad. That's just a little bit of my story, and you can see that it's layered with trauma, like many young people in foster care. A study called Adverse Childhood Experiences examined the long-term health effects of childhood trauma. Those who were physically, sexually, or verbally abused, they examined those adults who experienced parents who had parents that were incarcerated, had mental health issues, or struggled with substance abuse. They asked adults if they had witnessed domestic violence when they were children, or as children if they were separated from their parents through divorce or other means. Those who experienced 4 of these traumas were 2.5 times more likely to have heart disease as adults, 4.5 times more likely to have mental health disorders, and 12 times more likely to try to attempt suicide. These experiences that I would have with racism and trauma would impact a decision I would make at 15 years old. 1 year after being reunified with my dad, he started drinking and doing drugs again, and this time became much more violent with me and my sisters. I had to make a choice. I thought about reporting him to child welfare, but I did what a lot of teenagers do. I called my friends. Some of my friends who were still in foster care, and they told me, if you come back, kids like us, they don't get adopted. And I know what they meant, Black kids like me. In 2016, 57,000 children were adopted out of the foster care system, which is great. 49% white, 22% Latino, 17% African American. That means African American children were 3 times less likely to be adopted than their white counterparts. The ways in which African Americans encounter discrimination and racism every day happens in a multitude of ways. through hateful interactions, through daily acts of comments and things that are done that happen through unconscious bias, and also through racist policies and practices that are embedded in organizations and institutions. As an adult, I would still struggle with racism, and it would have a toll on my mental health. In my graduate program, chronically, I experienced interpersonal racism and institutional racism. It took a toll on my health. I frequently became anxious and irritable. I couldn't sleep. I remember driving to my graduate seminars physically ill to my stomach and in tears. Eventually, the anxiety would wear me down. I got depressed and had to take a semester off of school and seek therapy. While I was in therapy, I had to unpack yet again the rejection I felt because of my race. This happens to African Americans on a day-to-day basis, and it wears us down. Studies reveal that African Americans who experience chronic racism have negative health impacts. Higher blood pressure, lack of sleep, children born at a lower birth rate, higher instances of mental health issues like depression and anxiety, heart disease, and even early mortality. The experiences that we learn about being undervalued and being discriminated against happens and is learned at an early age. A study by Dr. Murray examined the experiences of very young men who were in foster care, African American, and attending college. Over and over and over again, these young men told stories of their experience in foster care and their ongoing experiences with racism. These experiences underscored their understanding of their positionality in the world. One young man stated, "I know the stigma and the statistics of being someone from foster care, an African American. That means we're the bottom of the bottom." And this is true in some ways. When you compare the outcomes for African Americans to white Americans in this country, Black Americans do not fare as well in multiple aspects of life: employment, education, health, rates of incarceration. But when you look at foster youth compared to the general population, foster youth do not do as well as the general population in this country. But when you are Black and in foster care, you are buried under multiple disadvantages. You don't even do as well as your white foster youth counterparts. Just one example of many. There's a study that shows that white foster youth are almost 40% more likely to have a job than their Black foster youth counterparts. What kind of life are you supposed to have if you cannot even take care of yourself? A quote by Patrick McCarthy. He's the CEO of the Annie Casey Foundation, a national organization that advocates for foster youth. He said, "Relative to white children, children of color are more likely to be placed in foster care, less likely to be reunified with their families, less likely to find permanent homes and be adopted, and more likely to have poor outcomes in life." We have to do better. We have to. When I hear stories of young people from foster care, I hear stories of trauma, adversity, triumph, and success. I rarely hear stories from Black foster youth, stories that would be similar, but layered with racial trauma. A quote by Zora Neale Hurston says, "If you are silent about your pain, they will kill you and say you enjoyed it." I am here today to make visible that is invisible. I am here today to name the pain, the injustice that happens to foster youth of color, particularly African Americans. One of my favorite proverbs, you may have heard it, an African proverb that says, "It takes a village to raise a child." Each and every one of you are part of that village. Our action or inaction creates a society that all of our children live in. What will you do to improve our society? What will you do to dismantle racism? I have a few ideas. One, acknowledge that racism exists because it does. Two, get educated about the injustices that happen in communities of color, particularly African Americans. Three, educate those in your circle and in your communities. Four, challenge and check your own unconscious bias. Last, be engaged, be active in participating in policies and practices that dismantle structural racism. I believe we can do better. We have to do better. The lives of African American foster youth depend on it. Thank you.